This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes or no, you want to spend another hour with us? All those in favor of spending another hour with the DJV program, raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. Wow, zowie. All right, Larry, thank you very much. Yes, there's so many reasons for having us soak up your time.
Is there someone named Larry that we don't know about?
Larry? Hats off. Remember that old song, Hats Off to Larry? Okay. Now, actually, Larry Fuss, one of the owners of one of the groups of stations that carries this program, is always back and forth with me. We were talking about how, well, in this circumstance, how to promote his radio station or stations with us on it. That's a good thing, right? We want to promote. We want people to know we're there. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Those of you listening in the Mississippi Delta, welcome to the DJV program. Don't waste your time on mediocre radio programs. Why would you spend your time? Why would you let these programs soak up your time? No, don't do it. Feel like when you're listening to a program, heck yes, I want to hear what Victoria has to say. I want to know what Jennifer has to say. I want to hear Jay's point of view. I want to know what Doug is thinking about the newly released video, which shows Colorado police, here we go again, laughing and making fun of a 73-year-old woman who got hurt. She was arrested. The police kind of beat her up, and then they laughed about it. Have you seen this video?
No.
It's kind of all over the place.
Is this the woman who is struggling with dementia?
Apparently.
Oh, God.
Yep. Yep. Here we go. And this is, again, back to training. This is Fort Collins, Colorado.
Knowing that you tortured a woman with dementia.
Yep. Her name is Karen Garner. The video was made public yesterday. Shows officers watching on the body cam footage, joking about how they had to, rough her up a little bit. And they also said on the video, this is how stupid they are, this case will probably trigger an internal review.
The lawyers are knowingly
all of this. Yeah, right. Jeez. Yep. They talk about the department's system of keeping track of reports, uses of force, threats of force, violence, that sort of thing. Police officers talking about how this one was ready to pop. This is a town, Loveland, Colorado, about 50 miles north of Denver. This is again another, when we try to go soft or soft pedal or down pedal these things, then right away some next stupid thing comes up. Roughing. Why would you not understand? I don't even know what this woman was doing. I didn't even get that out of what was going on. She was acting strangely. She was acting strangely because she had dementia.
She was at a store and walked out with a couple items without paying, and the employees called police. And then she kind of came to a little bit and realized what was going on. She tried to offer to pay, and they were just like, no, it's okay. So then she was walking home without anything, but police still, the store employees weren't pressing charges, but the police had already dispatched to her. It's clear that there's something going on with this woman. She was having a difficult time understanding what they were trying to tell her.
On and on it goes. All right, Jennifer, you have, I think you said earlier, I'd like to get an update on this, that the recall for Glad Boy Gavin has enough signatures and they have been certified, so there will be a recall, right?
Yeah,
and is this going to be laid on the plate? He keeps saying, it's the Republicans are trying to get me.
That's what a lot of people want to say. Are there Republicans who started the effort?
I have pretty liberal friends who hate him, too. So.
There's Republicans who started the effort. But if you look at the numbers that were collected in signatures, like out of certain counties, for instance, in L.A. County, I think like 60% of the signatures were from Democrats, not from Republicans or independents. So
right.
I think he's doing himself a disservice by not saying that, by just trying to say this is a Republican hit job, because there's a lot of people in the middle and who are Democrats who say, no, it's not just a Republican hit job. You put us out of business. You took our kids out of school. You made the most ridiculous closure rules that we all had to follow. And now you've got to answer for it. And so
yep.
I think,
good.
You know, I don't know that it's going to be successful. I don't know that it will be. But I think that the message has been sent, and I think it's a good message for the whole country to hear. And that is that we still need to have our freedoms, even in really crazy, progressive California. We still deserve to have our freedoms.
So. All right, next item here that I think you would be on top of. I heard a report, and I actually was just looking at something online, of the states that are going to lose congressional seats as a result. Remember I said earlier that now all the info is coming out, a lot of the things that have been learned because of the census last year, the 2020 census. And one of them is what states get more representation, what states get less representation. And I look around, and I think when I see Texas, for example, and the way the population is coming from California there, so they're getting two more, I think. Isn't it two more seats for California?
California loses.
California is losing
a seat. Florida, Texas are picking up seats because a lot of people are going there. They want to. Texas right. gets two. Florida's going to get one. A lot of the blue states, like in the east, kind of like Michigan and New York, Pennsylvania, they're all losing seats.
People are leaving.
Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia all lost one. California lost one. It's the first time in history California's ever lost a seat. The state of Texas picks up two. Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, Oregon.
Losing a seat in California is enough right there to recall that idiot.
Yeah, and he always says, oh, no one's leaving the state. Well, they are leaving the state.
He's so full of, all right, so anyway.
I think one of the biggest stories maybe that we should talk about that maybe we haven't paid attention to yet. Did you hear the story about John Kerry and Iran? This is going to be a pretty big deal, I think.
No.
Iran's foreign minister.
What's his job now with the Biden?
He's a climate czar, like a special envoy to the president. Okay. But he was Secretary of State, and in between he was nothing. Yeah. And when he was nothing, when he was the former Secretary of State, he went to the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, and he got caught on tape. Now the tape's been leaked and released. And he informed them of 200 Israeli operations happening in Syria. Now, he's been previously accused, if you guys remember, a couple of years ago of colluding with Iran's leaders, and he denied all of that. He denied trying to undermine the Trump administration. He denied having those conversations.
Oh, they're great guys, those Iranians. Come on. What's the problem? Yeah, right. Anyway,
revealing a lot of information on Israel. So that's got some big implications.
Well, what is it? What are the implications, though?
Already, our relationship with Israel is pretty strained with the Biden administration. The Middle East is already, there's a lot of stuff at play. I think it's a good move, but you have to be ready for the backlash. The Biden administration recognized, they're the first administration to recognize the Armenian genocide, which I think is great, but you have to be ready to be strong because Turkey is not happy about it. And that's one of the reasons that other presidents haven't recognized the Armenian genocide, because they see Turkey as a calming force, if you can believe it, in the Middle East, sort of like Saudi Arabia gets away with a lot of stuff. So, you know, what does this do in the region? I don't know. It seems like somehow, though, John Kerry has this. This is would be considered pretty big.
Teflon. It's a Teflon.
Well,
he's got Teflon.
Treasonous behavior by giving away military secrets to maybe one of the most dangerous regimes on the entire planet.
He's one of the most arrogant guys I've ever met. He even looks arrogant. He sounds arrogant. He is arrogant. Has a place up on Beacon Hill in Boston with his wife, Mrs. Hines. And she's actually quite a nice lady. She's tough. She's a tough business lady. But I'm not sure. I never really figured out what she saw in him, other than...
I know what he saw in her.
Senator. Of course. Yeah, exactly. A quick review of the D.C., the District of Columbia Police Department, apparently reviews there's an extortion going on that nobody knew about. The Russians have been somehow or other trying to extort a network, I don't know, something was breached in the department, the computer, and they have, there's information from the D.C. Police Department that's been stolen, and people are tracing it back to the Russians. The FBI has been called in to investigate. What do we know about that? Are the Russians hacking? What do they gain by hacking into the D.C. Police Department? I suppose maybe, you know, obvious. Is it movements of the leaders? And, you know, because all that stuff is accompanied. All those movements are accompanied by D.C. police. Is it something that simple? One would wonder. Thinking about this, I don't know. I'm not happy with the response that we have made about you ladies to the Russians and all this hacking. We talk about it, but what are we doing about it?
Well, they've done a ton of sanctions. I mean, that's a big deal because Russia needs to borrow money and they're not allowed to under those sanctions. So that actually is hitting them. Yeah, that's hitting them where it hurts.
We don't have it. We're borrowing money from the Chinese. Why is anybody coming to? Where are we getting the money to give to the Russians if we don't have enough money to pay for our stuff?
We're not giving them money. We're sanctioning them, saying that they can't borrow money from
any bank.
Yeah, I mean that is a big deal. Russia is not a wealthy country. It's you know, Putin's got a lot of money, but the rest of the country does not.
Well, his pals, the old KGB people that knocked off the companies that were run by, you know, Joe and Fred and Sammy, they all got killed by the KGB, and the KGB guys took over. And that's how blatant it's been since Putin has been running things. 17 half the hour here on the DJV program. Let's talk about your pillows. Let's talk about your beds. Let's talk about your comforter, if you have one. Let's talk about the blankets that you have. You have one of those weighted blankets, either the two of you, Jay or Victoria?
Yes, love it.
Do you? Why?
I don't have one, but yeah, Jen loves hers, too.
Really? But they're heavy, right?
Heaviness on me. It's perfect for my fibromyalgia. Before I got the weighted blanket, I'd be in so much pain. And what would help alleviate it is equalized pressure. And I would have to lay down on the floor on my stomach with my arms out and have my husband lay on top of me just to, completely mimicking how I'm laying to just equalize all that pressure. And then he got me a gravity blanket, and it does the same thing. It's beautiful. Yeah.
All right, so they have those things in MyPillow. Check out the product catalog. Big deal right now are the new MyPillow My Slippers. They've taken a couple of years to develop this, designed for all-day indoor wear. Outside, you can wear them and take the dog out for a little morning pee like I do with Daisy. This is a three-tier cushioning system that they've developed. MyPillow Fill is one level, Impact Gel another level, the memory foam is a third level. It's really great at absorbing impact and relieving the pressure on your feet. So you want to feel good from head to toe, check out all of the things. There's some really nice bathrobes and the nice pajamas that they have there. All of it, you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Click on the, or just put in where it says code, use DJV. That's the promo code to get the 40% off the slippers. The BOGO deals, all the great deals they have there, deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Dream Bed Sheets, Mattress Topper, that's all, and the towel sets, too. 40% on the new slippers, promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Now, with orders to stay at home. home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, let's get into some of the things that are hot when it comes to trending items. Things from our social media at DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. There's a hot spot in on the islands. Well, I don't know. Do we call it Long Island? Are there other islands besides Long Island, like Cape Cod and the islands? Is it Long Island and the islands, or is it just Long Island?
I mean, there's Fire Island, there's Fisher Island, there's Shelter Island. There are little islands there, yeah.
Right. All right. So we get to a hotspot and what's going to be required to have some fun there this summer after this.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with sign and glide on water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this here. If you're a Hamptonite, sounds like something that you have that would be an itch on your left thigh. Do you have Hamptonitis? No, I don't have Hamptonitis. However, it
There's
seems
a cream
that,
for that.
Yes, it probably is a lotion-y cream. The vaccine focus here, this is exclusive on top of exclusive, right, Victoria? No, what about Victoria is the expert in New York, but Jay, what do we have that's trending here?
Well, there is a lounge in Southampton. Buddha Lounge is going to be opening soon, and they are going to only allow inoculated people. You will have to show your vaccine card at the door. They're going to have a sign that says, no vax, you're axed. And the thing about this, the restaurateur, Zach Erdem, he owns the Buddha Lounge, and then he actually owns a couple other places, and he lost his liquor license a few times because he was breaking protocol for COVID. Yeah. And his the other places.
No,
one,
COVID, Governor Cuomo went after anybody breaking. He took the liquor license away from a lot of bars and restaurants, and the Hamptons was like a hot spot of violations. So it's hilarious that this guy now is saying, well, you need to have your vaccine card. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even want to play these games anymore. Just have your vaccine card. Well, and he also got in trouble for serving underage kids. Somebody on his staff served an underage agent. And every time he got in trouble, he fired people. It seems so. He was like, nope, it was your fault. So that person no longer works there. He's just, he's like, no, we're not going to worry about masks because everyone just has to be vaccinated.
All right, let's talk about Tucker Carlson, one of the most idiotic people who ever hit the airwaves, in my estimation. People say, oh, he's wonderful. He's an idiot.
He's awful.
So, he really is. And that has nothing to do with his point of view. It's his whole demeanor. He looks like an idiot. He sounds like an idiot. And you know the old thing about a duck. So the same, if you look like one and you sound like one, you probably are one. Now, there are calls on social media to fire him. Why?
He was saying to people, to his viewers, that you need to start confronting people who wear masks in public. Call them
out.
Call police.
That's great.
He's like, if you see somebody wearing a mask, tell them. I would like, politely ask them to remove their mask because it makes you uncomfortable. If you see kids wearing masks, you need to call the police and Child Protective Services because that's child abuse. I mean,
that's typical. He's an idiot.
He is calling out people.
He's inciting violence, and he should be.
Exactly.
People should call the cops on him.
That's the thing. People are saying that this is just dangerous. It's not sharing your opinion.
His IQ is probably 85. And how he's gotten to the point, especially with the new management at Fox, I'm surprised he's still there. I understand why they keep Hannity, because he's really good for the brand and always has been and probably will be. But Tucker Carlson is a moron. And those of you who are listening right now, oh, he's fabulous. He's a comment. I believe everything he says. That's your problem.
Well, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Right. He's just, and from the very beginning, I'm very good. I've been doing this a long time. I can tell by a person's body language, sometimes choice of language themselves, what it is that they're all about. And I remember interviewing him once and thinking, oh, man, what a boob. 28 and a half after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall vote this fall. The effort has 100,000 more signatures than needed to trigger the recall against Governor Newsom and his actions. To ensure election integrity in Arizona, ballot counters are working in Arizona to investigate voting irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. Democrats do not want the audit to go forward and have been trying to stop the integrity process. North Dakota has been designated a Second Amendment sanctuary state after Governor Doug Burgum on Monday signed a proclamation reiterating the state's support for gun rights as protected by the Constitution. Trackers are seeing more and more close calls between satellites as hundreds to thousands of small spacecraft could become junk themselves with any collision. Right now, NASA estimates there are hundreds of thousands of untrackable pieces of junk in orbit around Earth that threaten the operational satellites and even people in space. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines require 2 doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The one thing that we ask of you as a listener to the DJV program is that you think every day. Think about something. Think about a lot of things. Maybe you got 100 things on your mind. Do you think them all through? I think that's the deal. You're thinking things through. No matter what your age, we have to learn how to think. Not what to think. A lot of radio programs, a lot of things we talk about this with regard to school and teachers who are now teaching youngsters, and you hear on the radio, this is what you should think. No, it isn't. How do you think about things? Are you a critical thinker? Do you understand what life is about? Life and all of its goodness. Nothing really is guaranteed in life, but hopefully you have your health. You keep your faculties as you get older. Maybe if you're younger, you have some ambition. One of the things my children and I were talking about this weekend on my visit to L.A. with them was what's happening. Megan is a professor at UCLA. And we're talking about what the students are like there now versus what they were like when Megan was in school or when I was in school. And I guess if we think about it, ladies, you think about whether you are encouraged, you want to do, you feel like, you know, Jay, you grew up around radio, so I don't know whether you always thought you wanted to be involved in radio one way or another, Victoria?
Exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of those things of seeing my parents and, you know, just being in it. It was one of the things I was like, you know what, I don't think I want to do that. And then something always kept pulling me back.
Did they know that?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. And something kept always pulling me back in, even when I was going off to school and studying, I would still always work part-time in radio, and when I would change careers, something pulled me back to radio, and finally I was like, you know what? This is fantastic. Yeah. Well, like, why was I so against it for so long?
But knowing your
dad,
I could see your dad being so supportive if you were like, I want to work on, like, an Alaskan fishing boat. Like, your dad would be like, great, go for it.
My parents have always been extremely supportive of anything my sister and I have wanted to do.
That's great.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're very blessed with that.
Yeah, it's not that you can pull people out of who they are, but it's just having a desire to be something or do something with your life. And so many people, because the government makes it so easy for you now to not have to work, and I'm looking at places all over my community where there are help wanted signs in every kind of business, everywhere. You know, I see two things going up and down the road.
See that a lot here, too.
These days. The jobs are being posted and rent. You know, this office is for rent, and that building is for rent.
That makes me sad. The job postings is a good thing, but seeing all the abandoned buildings and everything that's gone out of business, it's very sad.
And now we're learning more and more every day with the latest, again, on the distancing, and there are going to be things that come out every day. I thought from the very beginning there was a huge overreaction to this, and I think that's going to be borne out the further down the pike we go. I'm looking at the states that are going to win more congressional seats, states that are going to lose seats. We sort of touched on this a little bit in the last half hour, but in terms of the numbers, Oregon, Montana, we have people listening in all these states, Colorado, North Carolina, Florida, all get one more seat, and Texas gets two. California loses a seat, as does Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York. So it's clear when you look at that map, people are moving out of a lot of states in the Northeast and California for obvious reasons, and they're moving into these states. And interestingly enough, with the exception, I think, of Texas and North Carolina, I don't know whether they're weed states or not. But that's not really the indicator. I just look at it sometimes, look at the map, where it's legal to do cannabis stuff and where it isn't. But I think it's pretty telling when you look and see the Carolinas have become a huge place for people in the Northeast to go and live. Cause it's kind of on the cusp. The weather is good. It's a very beautiful, both North and South Carolina. I think in terms of topography and ambiance, they're very desirable states. I don't know that I care that much for the political leanings of the people in South Carolina, but it's, you know, North Carolina. But that's only one aspect of it. The same could be said, I suppose, for Florida or Texas or any
number of states. But don't you think people do think about that? I mean, we're very politically divided right now. If I was going to move to a different state, I would absolutely think about the politics of that state.
Would you?
Absolutely. Why would you, especially if you have strong feelings about politics or certain issues, why would you want to move to a place where you're going to be inundated with, you know, people who don't feel the same way or don't, you know, who don't think that certain things are important? I don't know. I think that that's something that everyone would have to consider. That's why Austin has been, you know, I have some friends who were in California working in Silicon Valley who now live in Austin because a lot of, like, Google and a lot of other big tech companies and Apple have big campuses in Austin. And Austin is a very liberal city in Texas.
Very.
And that's a huge part of why those companies were able to move there, because their employees were happy to move to a place where they felt like, you know, their belief system was upheld.
Yeah. It's like we like looking at people. We like being around people who look like us and sound like us and sort of are like us. That's the way that you're looking for a comfort zone. Today is Babe Ruth Day, celebrated by baseball fans all over the country. Matter of fact, he was an international figure, Babe Ruth was. And I think probably still is known, one of the best hitters, best players of all time. April 27th, Babe Ruth Day, hitting record after record after record, got a lot of accolades. He was really not a really good human being. He smoked like a fiend, drank like a fish. He cheated on his wife. He was really a cur. But he's a great baseball player, so all was forgiven. He was known as the Colossus of Clout, the Sultan of Swing. No, Sultan of Swat. Well, maybe the Sultan of Swing, too. A lot of youngsters looked up to him, but he was not. He was always in trouble. Always in trouble. When he was a kid, he was sent to the reformatory, lived in an orphanage when he was 7 years old. But he, again, realized, going back to the question I asked you, Jay, I didn't actually ask Victoria, but the business about what you want to do when you grow up and what you follow and why do you follow that dream. I guess, Victoria, what was your dream? I don't know that I ever asked you that before. What you really thought
until
as you grew up?
Pretty much all through college, I was going to go to law school. So, and then I just decided...
Oh, my God. You a lawyer? Woo!
yeah, I mean, that was really it. And then and I'd always done theater, and I really loved acting, and somewhere I kind of realized, you know, I maybe would rather play a lawyer on TV.
Right.
And then radio accidentally happened, and so and this is where I landed. And
no
I've loved
accent.
It ever since.
Yeah, yeah, no accents. You belong. You have a good voice. You have a good mind. It's important to not be afraid to express yourself here, as a matter of fact. As long as we're talking about the day, let's move over to Wayfair. I ordered some stuff online from Wayfair once, and I was very dissatisfied.
It's hit or miss. I admit
is it really?
It is.
I didn't know that much about it.
I've gotten some really great pieces of furniture that are wonderful, and then I've also had some things that I've sent back. So it really just depends. You kind of have to read a lot of the reviews. That's important. But some of the prices are incredible. And you can find stuff that's actually made in America. I will add that.
Really? Yeah, see,
you have to dig, but you can find it.
Right. So now, apparently, starting tomorrow, they're going to offer up to 80% off their most popular products. Some flash deals as well. I'm not getting paid to say this, but it's interesting. You look at the trailers for the great deals. Way Day, it's called. A unique opportunity, so the company says, to save big on outdoor furniture. Well, of course, now, this time of year, people are especially wanting to freshen up a little with the outdoor furniture stuff. I was looking at the stuff that I never eat on the porch. I don't entertain. I got this beautiful back porch here, and I was thinking of getting one of those awnings to put over it because it's in the sunshine. I like eating outside, frankly. I do like eating outside when the weather is good. Maybe but there's so many bugs around. Yeah, eat outside.
I'm right there with you. Give me a screened-in porch and I'm happy.
Yeah, have a nice support.
That's,
I have a big
true.
Porch
a nice
on the back
porch.
Of the house.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That I don't use because the windows are too hard to open. It's the old style. I'd like to rip them out and put something new in so that I actually could go back there because it's very, very, it's warm. It's wonderful, bright, beautiful. Anyway, so Way Day is 2 days. It goes tomorrow and Thursday, right? That's what it does?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Way Day, 12 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. You can check it out at the website. So there, you've got a free ad from us there, boys and girls at Wayfair. And so now I'm going to do an ad that I actually get paid for. It's the reminder. And this is a yummy. This is an easy conversation for us to have. Ebon's Bakehouse. And all the delicious cookies that they have. I've introduced so many of my friends whenever I go anywhere, I bring a box of these cookies with me. And they all say, wait a minute, tell us the story of this again. I can hear Victoria. But wait, one of Victoria's most familiar sayings, wait a minute, what? Wait, what? Wait, but wait.
Only to you.
Chocolate chip cookies. Well, the cookies, they speak and taste delicious. For themselves. They really, really are. All the cookies, breads, buns, rolls, all of it there at ebonsbakehouse.com. That's the website. Order there and use the DJV code. Get 15% off. Yeah, big discount with the DJV code. And one of the other things about this, because it's gluten-free, celiac disease folks, they love it. But it doesn't make a difference what you've got. If you're just a normal so-and-so, you'll love the taste of these cookies and the fact there's no preservatives. They're very healthy. You know, there's nothing better than a healthy dessert of good cookies like this and ice cream. Healthy, right? It's really good for you. It's good for something. I know that. So avoid the breads, the pastas, the baked goods, the things that are the source of gluten. You can find breads and baked goods at ebonsbakehouse.com. Check it all out, please. Tell them Doug sent you. DJV, the big discount. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right. 49 past the hour. All right. Can you drink? You just had your shot. Did you have a drink after you had your shot, Victoria? Are you supposed to not drink? I was wondering about that.
Not drink alcohol? I don't know. I haven't had anything to drink in a while, but I don't know. I think I don't remember anyone saying don't, but it's probably not a good idea, especially if you're going to feel. I mean, I feel really hungover right now because I'm on day 3, but I haven't had anything to drink. It's just the same hangover feeling. It's awful.
Great. Yeah. 10 before the hour. This is a warning, folks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program, it's Chuck Curry time. It's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with the story of why Chadwick Boseman's family wasn't upset over his loss at the... I don't know if it's a loss. He just didn't get any acknowledgement or because he didn't win Best Actor Award. Oh, look at that. No, those white guys again. Hello. Take a look at all the people that won. Anyway, and there's also a lot of stuff floating around, Chuck, about why Michael B. Jordan... says Sly isn't back in the next Creed movie. Let's get to that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I have us to face the music, literally and figuratively. Here, Chuck Curry with Doug and Picari and Jay on Movie Moments. All right, so this is Mary Tyler Moore music, isn't it? Carol Burnett, okay. Same thing. speaking. Kind of the same deal. All right, so
I would be remiss if I... Because yesterday I forgot it was Mary Tyler... not Mary. It was Carol Burnett's birthday. She turned 88 years of
Carol Burnett
of age.
Good Lord.
Isn't yeah, 88. Yeah.
She looks amazing. The last time we saw her on something, I couldn't believe
Let me just say this. I was reading some information to Cal Burnett in that show, which lasted from 67 to 1978. In 1972, CBS put her show on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Now TV of Saturday nights is pretty much dead. The networks completely stay away.
That was a big time,
programming.
Man.
Right. But then in 72, this was the CBS lineup. 8 o'clock, All in the Family. 8:30, MASH. 9 o'clock, Mary Tyler Moore Show. 9:30, Bob Newhart Show. 10 o'clock, Cal Burnett.
Yeah.
Holy smoke, that was some lineup. On a Saturday night. On a Saturday night.
Yep. Big time stuff.
Did people not go out back then? Because you couldn't DVR anything. So, like, what did you do?
They stayed home,
obviously. TV, I guess.
Saturday night was, I guess, they considered family night. People stayed home and watched TV.
Now the big night is Sunday night. Friday used to be a throwaway. It isn't anymore. A lot of the most important shows. Sunday and Monday were the biggest viewer nights, and then it sort of trickled off during the week. But now, not so much. You can get good stuff because people are watching pretty much around the clock 7 days a week. So, but Saturday is soft. There's no question about that.
Yeah. You know, the only other thing I have is, you know, the big thing made of the Oscar ratings, like around 10 million viewers, the lowest Oscar telecast ever, down 58% year to year. Obviously, that's all bad. There's some article saying the death of Hollywood, the death of movies, death of theaters.
People are saying they want to go to the theater.
But it is what it is.
This rating reflects in part on the mania that these companies like Disney are trying to force people to get what they want by doing what the big companies want. And people are saying, screw you. I want to go to the movie theater. So
here's what I want. I just want to say this. I supposedly Joe Biden's going to make an announcement today talking about wearing masks outdoors. They need to come up, federal state government needs to come up with a rule and a date and say, here's the date.
We're
going to move forward.
You didn't hear me talk about this earlier. MIT's out with a study today that says distancing is bollocks. So once that hits the street, there are going to be a lot of people who try to discredit it, but it's from MIT, so it's not going to have an easy time being discredited. And it's all about
As long as the rules don't change, the theaters are not going to come back to where they need to come back. You have to change the rules to change the psychology.
Michael B. Jordan says that Sly is not coming back in this next movie because it's time for the franchise to move on. Wow. That takes a lot of balsam to say that. Especially when
but
the guy who brought you in.
But I think Sylvester Stallone has already said that himself. I don't think that's... I think they have a lot of respect for each other. I don't really think that that's a war that's breaking out.
No, I don't think it is either. It's just I don't want to see the movie without Sylvester Stallone in it. I want to see Rocky in the movie. That's it, period.
I'd like to see Rocky. I'll still watch it, but I think it'll be a very different feel to it without the Rocky Balboa character. But I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, okay, well, I wish them well, that's for sure. Sure, why not? This is the DJV program. We wish everybody well. It's 59 past.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.